9:51 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. We're back live from the Foul Digit Studios. It's Texas Radio, presented by David Gardner Fuelers. And joining me right now inside the studio, the director of Huffine Sports Medicine Institute, Tim Lightfoot. Hey, Tim, how you doing? Did I get that right?
You did. Thanks, Gabe.
Okay.
Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Now, tell us why we're here. We've got the second annual Huffines discussion, and as you call it, the cutting-edge sports medicine discussion. Now, tell us, what is a Huffines discussion?
Yeah.
It's the second annual from last year, so kind of fill us in why you're here and then what we're here to promote.
Sure. The Huffines Institute at Texas A&M, actually, our mission is to bridge the gap between sports science and the public.
Okay.
And practitioners, because there's such a growing gap. There's a lot that we know, but there's not a lot put into practice. And there's a lot the public doesn't know, and so our mission is to help bridge that gap. And so one of the ways we do that, besides our weekly podcast, is that every year, this is the second year, we bring in 8 national leaders in sports medicine that can give a talk, that are passionate, and we give them 15 minutes each to tell us their big ideas, and we tell them, you have got to talk at the lay level because we want people to understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And so this is the second time we're doing it. We're really excited about our lineup this year, and so we invite everybody to come out.
Yeah, you have a lecturer or two in here. You've got medical doctors.
Yep.
You've also got some non-medical professionals, like a writer for Sports Illustrated,
yep,
David Epstein, and then
yep,
Michael Hodges, who Aggies know well,
yeah,
from the Texas A&M football team.
Yeah. And so we try to pull in a lot of different perspectives. You talked about Michael Hodges. We're bringing him in from the athlete's perspective, because
yeah,
a lot of people may not know he battled through some really severe injuries to be able to play.
And a great speaker, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Very articulate. You mentioned David Epstein from Sports Illustrated. If there's anything in Sports Illustrated about sports medicine or doping, he's the one that writes it.
Yeah.
He broke the Ryan Braun story, Lance Armstrong story, so he's done that over the last 6 years. He's got an interesting perspective on doping in sports that I think people will be interested in. People that watched the basketball games last night saw what you would either call great comebacks or great flops. We have a speaker, Jacques Dallaire, who talks about focus and how you get your focus back, and he's worked with elite athletes around the world, and it's not like we know anything in Aggie land about getting big leads and then blowing that
in
the third quarter or second half, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
And so, so we've got these kind of speakers that really bring some real life applied things, and they're passionate about what they do, and they've been doing it for a long time, and we just wanted to expose them to the folks here.
And Dr. Noah Dean, you said Texas Lutheran, did he not teach here at some point?
Yeah, he was
okay,
actually a graduate. It was kind of strange. We've got 3 former Aggies on the speaker
yeah,
roster this year, is the way it worked out. He graduated in 09, but he's made his mission to get rid of some of the quackery. So, you know, if you want to say power bracelets, come and see. He'll do demos about how they make it look like it, they work, and they really don't.
Interesting.
So he's made that his mission in life.
Well, and he's become a YouTube sensation here locally, too.
Absolutely.
Because of the way he approaches just his lectures and things like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, it's free. Who are you marketing? Like you said, medical professionals, the general public, students.
Everyone.
It's all about education.
Absolutely.
If you're a member of the public,
right,
come.
Absolutely. It's free. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. on March the 23rd in Rutter Theater. Again, it's for everybody. That's what we keep telling these speakers. We want to reach out to the public. We want everybody, because it's passionate. They're passionate about what they're doing, and they're interesting. So, and they're good speakers.
Yeah. How long have you been with the Huffines Institute?
I've been here at A&M for 2 years. So
two
a couple years.
Years
ago, yeah, the university decided they needed a full-time director in the Huffines Institute, and they reached out, and I was a fortunate one to get the call. And when A&M calls, you come.
That's great. Now, tell us about these podcasts you do. Are you the host?
Yeah. I'm the host, yeah.
Can you give me some tips here as a host? What can I be doing?
You guys do a great job. No, we're on a weekly basis, and again, we try to bring in leaders from around the country and from the region to talk about what they're passionate about. You talked about Dave Epstein. We had him on a few times, but we had Charlie Kimball on a couple weeks ago, who's an IndyCar driver who has the only elite race car driver to be able to drive with type 1 diabetes. And so we talked about how that affects his training and some things like that. And so we take very much the same approach with our podcast that we take with the Huffines discussion, and they're very conversational, and we want people to walk away going, wow, I've met somebody on the air that is interested in what they're doing.
That's so great. Now, if you're an extra large, we have 3 shirts to give away.
Absolutely.
1 black and 2 maroon. I'm going to keep one.
Okay.
To hang around here at the office, all right? So I'm keeping a black. We're going one black and two maroon. Basically, call Tim up, caller number 12, 13, and 14. If you'd like a Huffines Institute podcast shirt from Texas A&M University, give us a call right now, 12, 13, and 14. This is just a freebie. We won't put you on the list. That means you can't win moving forward. Just a freebie. If you've won, call. It doesn't matter. We want to give away these shirts. We got three Huffines Institute podcast shirts. Got the old school mic and everything. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Tim. We appreciate you coming in. So caller 12, 13, 14 on the Bud Light Hotline. We're giving those away again. Again, to remind everybody, it's next Friday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Rudder Theater.
Right.
And the price is right.
The price is right. It's free.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're a student listening to this, if you're a student, you can register. We're going to do a $500 textbook credit giveaway. So
wow.
One person will win $500 worth of textbook credit.
That's great. So take that credit. Hold off. When the MSC opens, there'll be the bookstore down there.
Absolutely.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. That's going to be nice, isn't it?
Yep. Oh, beautiful over there.
Oh, my gosh. I've already seen the pictures.
I know.
That's amazing. All right. So Dr. Jacques Dallaire, Dr. Dennis Bramble.
Bramble, uh-huh.
Dr. Mike Davis from Oklahoma State.
He's former Aggie.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Stella Volpe.
Volpe. Yep.
Mr. David Epstein from Sports Illustrated. Dr. Noah Dean, Texas A&M and now Texas Lutheran. Michael Hodges from Texas A&M Football. And Dr. Wendy
Court
from the University
of Colorado.
Yep. Okay. So it's the second annual Huffines Discussion. Great speakers, all about sports medicine, debunking some myths and rumors, and educating the general public. It's free. Come on out, 1 to 4, next Friday, March 23rd. Tim Lightfoot, appreciate it very much. Good to
meet
you.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tim Lightfoot, the director of the Huffines Sports Medicine Institute, kind enough to join us here at 9:58 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. That'll do it for hour number one here from the Foul Digits Studios. We'll be back. Homer Jacobs joins us on the other side. Tex Ags Radio, presented by David Gardner's Jewelers.